A two-car accident in Germany was caused by not someone going crazy fast on the Autobahn, though I'm sure that happens, but by a mouse. A mouse in Germany caused the accident. How?
Oh, knows.
It crawled up a driver's pants.
Okay,
can you blame him for crashing into stuff?
Yes, I would totally have crashed. Okay, I was in Arkansas visiting my grandma once, and she had a mouse in her car, and I drove her car from her house to the next city over, and I was living in fear that this thing would run over my foot or something while I was driving. It was terrifying, and I never did see the mouse, but we knew it was there because it had taken her box of tissues and shredded them and shoved them into all of the air.
Oh, yeah,
vents.
The evidence they leave, yeah.
Oh, and every time we'd go over the bump, because it was hot, you know, it's Arkansas, so we had the air conditioning on. Every time we'd go over a bump, it would floof fragments of tissue at us. It was like driving in a snow globe.
I had a woman rear-end me one time at a stoplight lightly, but she got out and I got out, and she's like, oh, yeah, I thought I saw a spider. Like, I didn't have a ton of compassion that moment. But if there were a mouse, again, let me just read the story. So, two-car accident in Germany, crawling up a driver's pants, this mouse. As the rodent squirmed up his inside thigh, the driver slammed on the brakes, causing a rear-end collision with a car driven by a woman behind him. When the woman got out to give him a piece of her mind, the man opened his trousers and hauled out the wriggling mouse.
Oh!
Again, I feel like, you know what?
What a crazy story.
I'd understandable. Have been like, you get a free pass, I get it. Take care of it.
Call the insurance and hope they believe it.
It's not okay.
I remember being in Liberia and we'd have to deal with mice there.
Yeah.
And you bring some trail mix. It's not easily accessible there, maybe. And so, hey, this is a little treat on the trip.
Sure.
And lo and behold, yeah, you see nod through the plastic bag and he's thinking,
ooh,
this is
mouse.
Christmas. You
yeah.
know? So,
not
so,
okay.
Deal with them.
What are your... If you would like to share, what are your stories of mice terrors, trials, and tribulations?
Of mice and men. Yeah, I don't know.
And as Hillary said earlier, it's the man's job. You deal with that,
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah, that was Dean's job. I don't deal with such things.
Well, if your house is anything like mine, the slew of Christmas presents is still a bit strewn around, and the kids are still unboxing some things, and it's like, wow, there are a lot of toys around here that weren't here before. Thankfully, nothing really dangerous has happened. My daughter got one of those, like, expandable tunnel things so that she can crawl throughout the place. And so that has almost tripped me a few times.
Yes.
But other than that, no major accidents. Nothing like what happened in Texas after, here's the headline, Texas boy sends front yard on fire after getting magnifying glass for Christmas, family says.
It's
interior
a great
designer
Christmas gift.
Nisa Lynn Parsons shared on Facebook how her family's Christmas day was memorable, to say the least, after her 12-year-old son used the magnifying glass he received as a present to try to light things on fire. In his defense, who hasn't tried to use a magnifying glass to light things
Every
on fire?
Every kid sometime.
Well, I mean, he was outside. He was being active. He could have been sitting in front of a screen.
So, the 12-year-old, his name is Caden, and he opened up this gift and said, yay, magnifying glass. The other son in the background can be heard saying on this Facebook video, yay, now we can light stuff on fire. So again, there's always a brother instigating, right?
Of course.
Evidently, they lit some newspaper on fire. This is Texas, maybe a little bit more dry down there than it is here. The newspaper got into the yard. Flames and smoke appeared. Thankful for firefighters and emergency personnel. Everybody's all right. But they said, yeah, seeing us all in our Christmas jammies trying to put out the flames in our front yard.
Oh, my.
You never know. I tell you what, along those lines, a 7-year-old Georgia boy had to be rushed to the emergency room after he swallowed an AirPod he got for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Doctors at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta took some x-rays, told the boy's mom that the wireless headset device, yes, it's in the boy's stomach, should pass in a few days. Now, the mom says everything's fine, but her son was concerned that if he got too close to his phone, the devices would connect and the AirPod would start playing inside of him.
Awesome.
That would be crazy.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome if somebody else. You don't want to, seriously, you want to be a human radio? I like radio.
Got the music inside.
Yeah, right.
I got the music in me. That's fantastic. Well, I don't think we got anything that...
But there's a spiritual example there, right? I mean, Jesus is the vine, we're the branches. I mean, we need to be that into Jesus.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I just kind of want him to actually try it just to see if it works. Well, you know, it's nice to keep in touch with family, especially I struggle to keep in touch with, like, my elderly family members, my grandparents and, you know, my kids' great-grandparents, because they're not on social media. And so they don't get to see the updates and they live so far away and I'm always feeling guilty, like I need to do better. I need to do better. Well, guys, I found the coolest app and I've started using it. It's so
cool.
There's
an app for that, right?
There is an app for that. And it's so cool. It's called Postagram. Okay.
Huh. Haven't heard of it.
Okay. So what this is it's this app where you open it up and it gives you all these different postcard options. Anything from birthday postcards to seasonal postcards, like they had a bunch for Christmas and New Year's, or just kind of generic ones, whatever. So there's all these different templates. You can change the colors, you can change the settings, whatever. And then you just drop one of your pictures from your phone into it and you type in a little message. You can type quite a bit in, you know. And then you click send and it like actually mails a postcard. It's a fairly large postcard to your family member at their home or in the nursing home. I have a grandma in a nursing home I've been doing this for. It's the coolest thing.
Huh.
And then the picture like pops out so they can keep the picture without having to keep the whole postcard.
I really want to try this. I downloaded it earlier this morning when you told me about it. Yeah. And I think, I love getting things in the mail, actual mail, more than, you know, because anybody can send an email or Facebook message or what have you, too. So there's something about getting something physical and tangible in the mail that's really cool. But I have to say, I'm not real big on addressing things and tacking on stamps. And, you know, and it's just, it doesn't take that much time, but it's just the thought is almost too much to overcome. The thought of, well, man, I'm going to have to find stamps. I don't know where the stamps are. I'm going to have to address it and all that.
Yeah.
So this is sort of this. This blissful merging of the digital world and the physical mailing world as well. So it's
it
cool.
Is.
I love to hear you talk. The blissful merging of the blissful merging of the what world? The digital world.
The
That's
digital
beautiful.
World.
You should write that down.
Yeah,
it's poetry.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Caleb knows since the earliest time I met him, I'm just a fan of his use of the language. No, that's an interesting. I think when it comes to it, like sometimes there's so much social media.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my kids said this. Well, anyhow, I won't go into that. But I think that like I'm not on Instagram. I've kind of dabbled. I mean, there's just so much. I am on Twitter, but I mean, I'm like, I know people who are tweeting all the time. I'm like, how do you find the time?
I know.
And so to be honest, when you say yet, I'm like, another app. I mean, I'm just like, I try to keep up on like my I could spend the rest of the month of January cleaning out my email inbox. I mean, it just is.
But yet, like, my grandma, who's in a nursing home, who can't really talk because she had a stroke, so how do I communicate with her? How do I keep in touch? She lives 6 hours away. Like, I'm so excited to send her these little postcards. And it takes literally, like, 30 seconds to just, like, pop this off and it's done. And it's like, $2 to send a thing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that I get
I'm
to send
try
pictures
it,
to my
real.
Grammys. I'm so excited, and I think they're going to love it. I've sent two already to both of them. So
cool.
Yay! Keeping in touch with loved ones. It's very important.
And then grandma just like snaps you back. It's like, what's with this postcard you sent?
Yeah, right.
Right.
So a story out this morning that Lake Superior State University, their annual Banished Words List, and topping it this year, 45th annual, is quid pro quo. Yeah, the university says that the phrase had the most nominations to be banned and spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of the president.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is if you listened to the impeachment hearings at all, you got tired of hearing quid pro quo.
Right.
Quid pro quo. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, and in fact, it started polling not so well. And so the Democrats actually moved on off of that particular beat. But made me think, though, because earlier this morning I had my friend Jason Kanz on here, early part of the WIB Wake Up Show for the early risers at 5:45. And he's going to explain for us. He said a few years back, he was just like, you know what? What instead of resolutions, what if we tried something different?
About 5 years ago, I was kind of disappointed or frustrated with the whole idea of resolution, New Year's resolutions. And I decided I was going to just pick a word that I wanted to kind of marinate in over the years, something that I wanted to think a lot about and so forth. And so that's been a process or a practice that I've done each year for the last 5 years. It's been really encouraging. It's been a great growth opportunity. And for 2020, I decided to choose the word presence, which a lot of people have been asking, well, what do you mean by that? And some of that will emerge over the year, but I think it involves being present to what's going on within me, paying attention to the Holy Spirit's presence within me, staying present to people around me. So I think there's a lot of possible implications for what that word means. But again, I think the difference with a resolution is it's an area for growth, an area for paying attention to how change might happen. And so I'm pretty excited to see what develops from that.
So that's pretty cool. And I got to say, being his friend, the idea of a word of the year, and I'd been thinking about it. And I think in the past, I'd probably chosen kindness.
Sure.
And I don't know about you, but I think about memorize 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And I was, love is patient. And I feel like the Lord's like, well, maybe you should deal with your patience first. And I'm like, ah, really? Okay. But patience, kindness, I've been thinking about reconciliation. But even yesterday on New Year's Day, as I was pondering it, I was just like, I felt like, you know what? I think my word, I want it to be spirit-led. Because, you know, we pray during the show, I think we maybe didn't this morning,
but
by and large, we do. And I've just been ending a lot of my prayers, Lord, you know, fill us and lead us and guide us with your prayer, with your spirit. And I just thought, boy, this year, hoping it assumes I'll be spirit-filled, I want to be spirit-led. So that's my word of the year. So
spirit-led. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been kind of thinking about this, and I'm still grappling with it. I don't know, because I need to let go of a lot of things.
How about grapple?
Grapple. No, I was thinking more
like Scrabble word.
Peace or something that's you know, about letting go of that turmoil. I need a word to define letting go of the turmoil and the conflict.
Okay.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Let it go, like from Frozen, song of the year.
Maybe have a song of the year, too. Yeah, I was brewing on this a little bit, too, and I think after an initial minute or two of thinking about it, what came to mind is the word remember.
Mm.
And I know with what I do for a living, because the majority of what I do for a living comes after this show is done, and it's something that can, you know, income can go up and down. There can be changes. There can be a lot of different things. And so many times, especially first part of the year, there's almost a panic of, am I still going to be able to provide for my family the same way? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? What changes are going to go on? And so my word is remember, because through 10 years here at the station, every single year, God has shown himself faithful, sometimes in different ways, and sometimes it comes through trials and through hard times and things that I didn't expect and would not have chosen. But I was talking about this with Sue Stewart yesterday, and you think about the children of Israel, and they were told, recount these things to your children. Why? So you can remember, so you can look back and see what God has done, see the pathway of his faithfulness, which is so clearly. And so as you're stepping out into the unknown, not to make another Frozen reference, but into the dark and into a path that you don't know, you can look back and say, hey, he led me here, and he will be faithful in the future, just as he has been throughout my past. I've heard it described as God is managing the past from the future. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.